All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's a Way Back Wednesday on The Usual Suspects. Barry, Nick, Joel, all present and accounted for. All of our fan club and our haters lined up for whatever the day may bring.
What up, Pound Town?
Bring it on!
I don't know why I want to say yell, what up, Pound Town, every time you do what up, H-Town. I just want to say that.
Well, you just did.
Yeah, so I did. So there. I
feel better now. Welcome to Pound Town, Barry.
What up, Pound Town?
What it do? What it do, Nick?
What it do? What's going on?
Same stuff, different day. Watching my partner over here just duke it out with people on the websies.
Last night was a very interesting night all the way around. I chased some deer through the neighborhood on foot. I will get to all that, though. I want to get to the gig last night, and I got to meet some listeners, and Bradley is big mad on Twitter that I dissed his tax code.
Let him.
We'll get to that. But I got to get to a question I have for you guys.
All right.
This is a moral dilemma. It's a moral question that I want to get your take on. And now this is serious, so don't start being silly.
Okay? Dial in, Nick.
This is serious business here.
Focused.
Yeah.
So went to the barbershop today, as always. Current cuts on Tidwell. Get J-Ro to do the damn thing with the head here. Yeah. Because Friday I'm going to be out at the Astros game for the TV show. So got to get it done early.
Okay, big time.
Oops.
Let me get that for you.
Did
go
I
ahead.
Drop
restart. You
here?
Dropped it.
I dropped
okay,
something
restart.
Important.
Go. Okay.
So I'm next in the chair, and the guy that was in the chair before me is getting his beard done. He's bald, but he's got a beard, and it's all nice and lined up and everything. And they're discussing the beard and all that good stuff. And he goes to leave, and as he's walking away, I'm sitting in the chair facing the door to Current Cuts, and he starts to walk out, and he stops and turns around and goes, oh, and to me, he goes, oh, hey, man, I'll see you next time. And I didn't say anything because as he was walking away, very obviously, you could see that the man's pants were split from his belt to his tank. I mean, his pants, his ass is just hanging out.
No drawers?
No, he had on drawers. His shirt was tucked in. But if his shirt wasn't there and he decided to wear a G-string, it was all ass. But it was out. Like, it wasn't like, you know, you maybe get a tear in your shirt or something. This was like, you're not hiding this. It was belt to taint. I'm not exaggerating. It was the whole, like, he doesn't have to pull his pants down to poop today. He can just sit down, untuck his shirt, and poop. It's that. And so he walks out, and I go, Jay, you're not going to tell that man his pants are split? He goes, ain't none of my business. I said, Jay.
Oh, man, you got to tell him.
How do you not tell that dude that his pants are split? He goes, that ain't none of my business, man. I don't do that. I was like, dude, you kind of have to tell a dude. Like, not be like, hey, man, by the way, I said text him.
Kind of bro code, right?
Shoot him a text to be like, bro, look, I didn't want to say nothing in front of the fellas in the whole barbershop, but your ass is hanging out and your pants are split and you need to go home and put some new pants on before you go to your job. I can't tell you because he told me where he works and what he does. I'll tell y'all off air. I'm not going to tell the listeners. I'm not putting that man's business out. But let's just say it's really important that his ass not be hanging out. When he's at work.
He may not be your friend, like your bro, but he's your customer, and you want to look out for your customer.
Jason. So I asked Jay, I said, like, if I had something in my teeth, if I was leaving to go do some TV or if I was going to meet people on the radio, would you tell me? He goes, no. You wouldn't tell me? Like, I would want you to tell me. If you had something in your teeth, I would tell you, like, yo, you got, like, broccoli or something in there. I've told Joel before.
Yes, hey, we've done it to each other.
Just the other day. Yeah, hey, you got something in your teeth. Like, I don't feel like that's a big deal.
I think you should, even if you don't know the person that well, whether it's your friend or not.
You should tell them.
I think you should tell them, especially if you're in the same area for a period of time. Like, if he's some guy walking right past you, whatever, someone will tell him eventually.
Right. But I would even tell, like, but I was so stunned that this dude's ass was hanging out, and then I was seeing, and he was like, I'll see you later. And I didn't say anything. I was just like, and he walked out. And it happened so fast, I was like, bro, you're going to let that man go to work like that?
Yeah, I would totally tell him. I would have no problem doing
it. Moral of the story, J. Rowe, fantastic barber, horrible person.
No doubt about it. I've known it for years.
How do you not tell somebody that? I'm glad that you guys at least, I know as bad of people as you are in general, at least.
At least we're not as bad as you.
I don't have to, I don't even have to be your friend.
You didn't tell him and you could have.
I was stunned, Joel. It was like just.
Could have been an open invitation. He was like, see you next time.
That is a good point. Why you got to put it on the barber? How come you couldn't tell
him? Yeah, you could have told him.
One, I just saw it as he was leaving. He said something to me and I was like.
Did he wink?
And he walked out. And then I was like, yo, because you ever had something happen and you're like, is this happening right now? Did I see that? Because I'll be honest with you. Here's what I thought. And Jason said the same thing because I was like, I'm not going to lie. At first, and he said, so Jay, I'll give him credit. He said at first, he goes, yo, I just thought it was like a weird pair of pants. Like it was, that was how they were made. I was like, it did look like a pleat. Like it looked like who puts pleats in the ass of the jeans or pants now? It was like khakis. Because you know, you had pleated khakis in the front where they had the little folds. But who puts a fold in the ass? Like, that doesn't make any sense. So I was like, at first, that's what I thought it was. And then as he's walking out, it's registering. Those aren't designed that way. This dude's pants are split. Not a little bit.
What did he say when he walked out to you? See you next time?
I'll see you next time. And then
he winked, it might have been an open invitation,
Stop trying to make this gay. He didn't wink.
I'm just saying, you know, you're a very attractive man to him when you get your widow's peak.
Oh, you could have just stopped. You said to him, you know, you think I'm hot.
No.
But I was like, okay, I should have said, but I tried to get Jay to text him. I was like, dude, just text that man. Do you have his number? He's like, yeah. I was like, you should have just texted him right now. I'd be like, hey, bro, just wanted to let you know your pants are split. Didn't want to embarrass you, but that's the thing to do. That's the play. But so you guys would both tell me if I was leaving and my pants were split.
Absolutely.
Because I would do the same.
But here's the thing.
With you
my
guys.
Parents owned and operated their own restaurant for 16 years. Uh-huh. And one of the first things they do is you value the customer enough that if you want the customer to really build a, you know, a relationship with you too, like, oh, he was looking out for me. I'm going
exactly.
back
exactly. Exactly. Because otherwise you're going to get home. And like, if I go home and I see something, like if I got a bug in my nose, I'm like, really? They could have told me. Someone could have told me I had a bug in my nose the whole day. Or broccoli in my teeth, or my pants were
split.
Plus,
he's been sitting in beard dust, and it's going to stick with him now.
I was just like, man, that sucked. That dude is having the worst day. The worst day.
About to get worse, because no one had the balls to tell him that his ass was hanging out.
I wonder how long he'll go. I'm just curious how long he will go before he finds out.
Judy in accounting when she files the HR report.
Probably.
The peekaboo
pants. He showed up naked. It was like David Lee Roth in these assless chaps. I'm just not going to stand for it.
These peekaboo pants were very disturbing today.
You know Tammy in accounting is a snitch, so that's going to happen.
That's right.
Yeah, by the way, I just want to real quick, I got to find it here, give a shout out. I did a show last night off of Luetta in Spring at some pub. I don't even know. It had the dog name in it.
Nice.
I don't know what it is. What?
You did a play. You didn't even know what the place you were performing in.
I mean, put it this way. The owner was kind of a dick, so I'm not going to give him any run. He actually was.
They paid you?
The guy that runs the show paid me. So
if his pants were ripped, you ain't helping him
out. Yeah. I mean, he was heckling the comics. I'm like, bro, you brought us in to do comedy at your place, and you're going to heckle the comics? At one point during my set, he said something. I was like, that has nothing to do with the jokes. Maybe you should just shut up and let me finish. Sometimes you got to do that.
You won't be back.
No. Trust me.
Either way.
It won't be his choice.
Yeah,
it's my
way.
Choice.
Yeah.
But I do want to give a shout out to John Sickles. He showed up last night, and he's a big fan of us. He's a big fan of the show. Said he listens all the time, and got to snap a pic with John, and he was like, whoa, I didn't know you were going to be here. So appreciate John being there, supporting live comedy, and hanging out and being a listener, man, being a loyal. We appreciate
John.
That.
Thanks
so thank you, John.
Thanks for showing us some love, John. Yeah. Reaching out and following Barry.
Yeah.
Good stuff. We love to hear that stuff. You want to wait to get into the
Bradley?
Other festivities?
Yeah, we'll wait to get into Bradley being big mad about the tax code, because that's a whole other thing. I got these weirdos. Well, we all get these weirdos, but this dude followed me around Twitter last night, hate tweeting me for some reason. So we can discuss that as well.
Indeed.
Did we figure out a time we're going to watch The Highwaymen?
Just any time before the show tomorrow. So I'm going to watch it tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be tuning in tonight.
It has to be tonight.
If you don't know what that is.
Are you going to watch it in the first hour of the show tomorrow?
That's what I'm saying.
Because, I mean, it is 2 hours and 15 minutes, so I don't know if you're going to be able to squeeze it in like way back
Wednesday. Could you do it before you go out? I mean, after? Because you'll never remember it if you watch it before you go out.
I'll remember.
Really?
We found that out last
night. You didn't even know the
Way
Back Wednesday theme until we told you.
No, I forgot.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to watch the movie and then forget. Yeah, your short-term memory suffers. I don't know what would cause that. That's
first of all,
weird.
We never confirmed what the theme was. I love how Barry just confirms it when he's ready with his list.
My list wasn't ready. I'll have you know. I worked on that list after we confirmed it because I had totally forgot. Otherwise, you would have had the list at 4:02.
I remember suggesting baseball songs. I don't remember confirming.
Well,
no one
confirmed
it, but Nick, you have to learn the lesson that I learned.
I told you it was stupid and that it sucked, but okay, because there are not that many songs.
Which was an indicator that it wasn't going to be the theme.
But then we didn't have anything else, so when you sent the text and reminded me and us, I was like, yeah, we're going with baseball. And then I made my list, and y'all can suck it.
Rule number one, Nick, that I had to learn, that you now have to learn.
Uh-oh.
The minute you send the text, it's over. Because that's when he is calculating, he's putting together his
it'll
list.
It'll be quick.
And he's going to jab you right in the jaw and go, with that little comment that he made on the parting shot on the way out, LOL, y'all have fun, because he got his list in.
Well, nonetheless, I've got my list in, and I'm taking the first
hour. Are you going first?
Yeah.
You're also disqualified, so enjoy your first hour.
Why?
Well, because...
The song is what?
We're still doing pre-2009, right, Barry?
Yeah.
This is totally pre-2009.
Okay. Well, at least you're off to a good start. By the middle innings, you're going to be relieved, and it's not going
to
be
Then you're
going
to go look at your list and see what song isn't on there?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Might want to call the bullpen. get on the house phone as soon as possible.
Joe, you're disqualified, too. We'll get to your list.
I changed my
list.
Before the show started, I changed it.
You're whack.
And I did it just to do exactly what I'm doing right now. We'll be back with more. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Break through your mind, it's about time. Second base, wisdom rhyme. Getting strong, keep third base and heading home third.
Of research and innovation. Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back, just getting started. Usual Suspects on a Way Back Wednesday. Songs pre-2009. That have something to do with baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone is disqualified.
Why am I disqualified?
We'll get to that. So during the break, when I saw the list that you posted, I looked over at Barry and said, so I had seen some of the lists that you like to hammer us on for like baseball songs when we Google them and such. But I'm like, I see that you put Warm It Up, Chris, by Chris Cross on here. Why?
Yeah.
And you went, warm
what
it
are you
up,
doing
like
the bullpen?
You're warming up in the bullpen.
Yeah,
went,
what are you doing in the bullpen?
Oh, please.
Wrong. You warm up in the bullpen.
That's a whack-ass excuse.
What are you doing with the reliever?
That's not a song about baseball.
No. They got to warm it up. You don't just bring in a reliever cold. You got to warm them up.
I need
DQ.
Guess what?
That's what I say about his ass.
Guess what? When you warm it up. I'm about to. And then they go, warm up. That's how it goes.
Besides, one
of the lyrics says, totally crossed out catching all the ladies. What do you do with the baseball?
Negative.
You catch it.
Negative. You can do that with fishing, too.
Totally
nice
crossed
try.
Out catching Negative. All the
ladies. Weakest rationalization
of
anything.
Catch a baseball.
He go.
There's out. A catcher catching all the ladies. You guys can. I'm still in it. I don't care what you say.
You enjoy watching
okay,
from
inner
the sidelines.
Sandman. Yep. Okay, Inner Sandman.
Not on my list. The published list does not have that song.
Uh-huh. Now I'm not changing
just
it.
Just to mess with Barry, and then I actually tried to do the right thing and changed it before the show, but just because Barry got his list in rapidly again last night, I decided to put Enter Sandman, Sweet Caroline, Deep in the Heart of Texas, because those are all baseball songs. They have something to do with baseball because we know that Mariano Rivera and Billy Wagner played Enter Sandman. We know that the Red Sox play Sweet Caroline.
Hold on.
Deep in the Heart of Texas is played in the seventh
inning
stretch.
Enter Sandman is a walk-up song. That's a whole different topic than what this is. We didn't say baseball walk-up songs.
It's got something to do with baseball.
It had something. What part of Enter Sandman has something to do with baseball?
The part where I took it off my list and didn't submit it, and now I'm good and you're not. Out. Gone. See ya. Just like an umpire. Out.
I mean,
gone.
I don't know. Well, you were a pitcher. You, of all people, should know the importance of warming up.
We're done now.
Okay, so Barry's disqualified. Yep. Joel's disqualified because...
Why? I'm not. Because before the show started, I submitted the substitutions.
You shouldn't
you
have
put
changed
them in.
It,
you put them in the list.
Yeah,
I'm
why
good.
Did you change
I
it?
I am golden. I am not DQ'd.
I'm not DQ'd.
Yes, you are.
No,
you're out.
Totally crossed out. Nope. Catching all the ladies.
Nope. Right on the corner. Strike three. Mm-mm. Gone. Bye-bye. Yep. Bye.
Nope.
I left Inter Sandman on the list, though.
Oh, you did?
Warm it up,
oops.
Chris. Are you kidding?
It's on the tweet.
Oops. Inter Sandman's on the tweet.
Well, that's just editorial on your part. That's not my mistake.
That was on
your list. That's the official list.
Look at that. Inter Sandman.
Bam.
Guess what?
Well, exit Nick, because you're out, too.
Why?
Because you put Bun B Crush City on there, and that's 2015.
Oh, bye, dang. Bitch. I forgot about the date.
See right. ya.
So this whole thing was a disaster.
Swing and drive. It's got a chance to get out of here.
Next time we need
gone.
To confirm the date, the theme before we just start sending lists and emails.
Way back Wednesday has just been DQ. You know what? It's a rain out. It's a wash.
We all failed.
We need to reschedule Way Back Wednesday.
Oh, boy, did we all fail. By the way, even your Kenny Rogers would have failed.
No, that counts.
So. Nope.
Why not?
Because that's not how you spell it. There's no D in the Kenny Rogers the pitcher.
So there you go. So,
go back to the barbershop. You might get
I copy
D.
and paste it as is, sir.
Sorry. So you'd have lost twice, bro.
We got a rain out. It's over.
He put Sweet Caroline.
I did because everybody knows the Red Sox played that in the seventh inning.
You might as well have put the chicken dance.
Just figured Nick would find the wrong version on YouTube.
Probably.
So.
He would get the karaoke version and it would suck.
I put Take Me Out to the Ball Game. You got mad. Then I found out that there were like eight versions that were all modernized that sucked. I was like, well, Nick's going to pick one of those.
Probably.
Yeah, you don't want that smoke.
No.
Stupid
baseball is a theme. Yeah. There's like seven songs.
Who's really to blame for this, Joel?
Nick.
Yeah, exactly.
Not going to say why.
Garbage
but
ass
based
idea.
On the text message, and then we went with it anyway. I was like, this is not going to turn out well.
Garbage. You guys got to make a confirmation for this to be a bad idea.
No, you're the producer. We put it on you. Whatever you
and
say
goes. And the
only
reason why Barry agreed
sometimes.
Quickly was because he knew if he got those eight songs, we were screwed.
Pretty much.
Fact.
Arian Spita says, I need to block you for spell checking me on the air.
What did I spell check you?
For the
I spell checked him. That wasn't spell checking. That was
Joel should block
you.
That
did.
Was,
you yeah, did. Yeah,
you should
did.
Block
oh,
me.
I'm going right now.
Yeah, you please do.
Yep, you got it.
But no, this was this was just more of catching him to lose on a technicality. So,
dumbass.
Yeah, go block that handle. Yep. Speaking of dumbasses, so on Twitter. I got this guy.
This is your one shining moment, Brad.
Bradley,
this is your NCAA one shining moment.
This
Get
dude,
ready.
Bradley Pate. It's at BRadley7, at BEE underscore Radley79.
You done did it again.
Twitter. Actually, it's BEE underscore RADLEY79. And he got in his feelings on the interwebs because I said something about taxes and how it sucks and I don't like the tax code and that's just an opinion. It has nothing to do with, you know, hating Trump, although I hate the tax code that he put in place. But I said Trump and Congress, which includes the Democrats. So if you have a MAGA hat or a MAGA, is it MAGA or MAGA? I don't know which one.
I think it's MAGA, whatever.
Whatever. If you have the red hat, if you have a Trump hat like Bradley does, and you got offended by that, you're taking it too personally. Because this was a direct attack from me against all politicians that voted for this, both Democrats and Republicans. Well, Bradley gets upset that I said something about his tax code or his president's tax code.
And he is a big Trump dude.
Yeah. Well, you know, look, you want me to tell you how I know he's a Trump guy without even looking at his retweets? This is how I know, because in his bio it starts Christian husband father. That is a dead giveaway that you voted for Trump. I mean, that's in every bio. Okay. By the way, save your hate tweets, everybody else. But Bradley got upset and started hate tweeting me on literally every tweet. Like we always put a tweet out about our show being on the air, and he goes to it when on ESPN. But he goes to it like a day later. He didn't do it right away. He goes and finds it and then puts, worst show in Houston, yes, worse than Josh Ennis. Well, Josh Ennis is off the air, so we can't be worse than him because he's gone. So we're just the worst show in Houston. I don't like you know how shows work. Like, that's gone. And then he told me that, he said, come on, Bear. Because when I talked about the thing, the taxes, he said, do your homework and stick to your lame sports takes. I was like, I spent 5 hours reading the tax code. So I'm pretty sure, Bradley, you didn't dedicate 5 hours to reading the tax code. But I did, and it's awful, and it sucks, and I'm sorry that hurt your feelings. And he was like, what are you knocking down, $25,000 a year? And maybe a bar tab from your comedy? Like, this dude is big mad about me being upset about taxes. This makes no sense. This is the problem that I have with politics today. If you say something in general, like, he took it as a personal affront on him, okay? Like, just because you voted for Trump, is this not a personal attack on you, Bradley? It had nothing to do with you. You stuck your nose in that. That had nothing to do with you. So now your dumbass is out here mad tweeting for no reason. I just don't understand it. I don't understand why people feel like they have to do that.
Like, well, it's same thing. Keyboard warrior. It's easy to take a shot when you're behind a laptop and behind a cell phone screen.
Well, and what we always say, if your life sucks and you really just want to lash out, then you go to the internet.
Well, so I just said, boy, my deductions were reduced because of the tax code. That is a fact. There is a hard cap on your deductions. 10 grand. It doesn't change. Like, that's a fact. So that made me mad. What part of that is a personal attack on Bradley? None. I don't know why you would be so sensitive about that. Bear, I just don't understand this.
America. His president, it's America.
I guess. So.
America, Nick. M-E-R. Spell it.
But he must go to Joel Osteen's church because that's how those Christians would act,
I just
act,
have so many things to
know.
Be angry about. That's just
somebody else being mad about the tax code wouldn't
I'm
be one of them.
I'm not going to be angry about that. Exactly. That's why I don't talk politics, man. I just hate it. I hate talking about it.
Here's why I just literally said half the stuff I said, because it gets them upset. Anybody. And I'm saying them as in people who take politics way too serious. Is this the same thing 4 years ago when Obama was in office and people like Republicans and right-wing people were like, thanks, Obama. Democrats got so mad about that. Like, why are you upset about that?
But
he's not your dad. Like, he's not your personal dad. Why are you so mad about what other people say about a guy?
But it's gotten worse. It's gotten worse. It's almost like with this latest presidency, it's and again, we always cringe bringing up politics, but it's like people decided that there is no scruples. There is no, hey, don't cross that line. People just feel now like they can just say what the heck ever, whenever, whether it be racially insensitive or just offensive, and they just do it.
Well, but I don't understand, and maybe if you're, you know, maybe Bradley can call. Why are you so sensitive and devoted to that party that you would take anything anyone says or any criticisms as a personal affront? Like, if you said, man, I really think Trump is weak on defense. Oh, my God. Every person that voted for him will just lose their mind. You're a piece of crap. I hate this show. You're a dumbass. Stick to sports. Don't. Like, it's not a personal attack on you. It's an opinion.
Right.
I don't understand why people get so invested with their politicians. Like, you know they don't care about you, right? And I'm talking across the board, from the left to the right. They don't care about you.
They just care about winning and staying in office.
Don't get so offended or invested in it. My goodness.
And that's the thing. I mean, if it doesn't nowadays, it used to be, hey, you and I are both tweeting. You hate this. I like it. Right? We disagree on this point. We do it on the show.
Yeah.
And we move on. But nowadays, you see it. We talked about it even before this election was over with. The fact that if you bring up politics on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, look the hell out. Because it's going to get ugly. It's going to get nasty. My best friend's mom said that three of their blood relatives are not speaking anymore because they got into it back and forth on social media about a stance in politics. I'm like, that's what it's come to.
Yeah.
And I'm not bringing up Democrats, Republicans, or anybody else. I'm just saying that's how petty it's gotten.
By the way, somebody texted and said, Inner Sandman and Sweet Caroline are more of a baseball song than Warm It Up. So they're blocked.
They're actually to the front of the list for top votes.
Nope, not going to happen.
Okay.
Hmm.
We'll see. All right. We're going to continue to roll on. We've got plenty to get to, including a lot of sports that happened last night and some stuff that's coming up. So if you want to join the show, something on your mind you want to get off your chest, 713-780-3776. That's our HRNP listener line. Call that number. Text that number. If you want to hit us up by Twitter, it's at Barry is Funny. It's Pac-Man Joel with a K. And it's at The Producer Nick. Before we hit the break, I do want to tell you about the good people at Infuse Energy. You know, it's funny. The other day, P. Randizzle was out there, and he sent me a message. And he said, hey, man. Said energy company you talk about. I want to get a new energy company. I hooked him up with the Infuse Energy people, and in less than 20 minutes, he was all set up, ready to go, and he was happy as can be because Infuse Energy took the time to listen and set him up with a great rate and a great plan that he's going to be very happy about for him and his family, and they can do the same thing for you. It starts by just picking up the phone, 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732, or you can log on to infuseenergy.com. But if you call, you're going to get a human being, not an automated system. They're going to ask you as many questions as you ask them because they want to know when you use energy the most, when you use it the least. Is it for your business? Is it for your family? And then they go from there and until they can tailor make a program for you with the best rate possible. All you got to do is give them a call, and they're going to guarantee affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back and a company that is solely dedicated to giving you great customer service. Even in the rare cases when another company is out there that can beat their rates, they're going to let you know because they want to be 100% honest and upfront. And if you don't go to them now, maybe you'll go to them later because you'll remember that they were never going to try to trick you or pull the wool over your eyes. I'm telling you, it's the right thing to do. You mentioned ESPN 97.5, $25 bill credit right off the top, and you can go from there. Just give them a call or check them out online. Infuse energy into your life.
Baseball, the Dodgers and baseball.
This
baseball.
Is awful.
Stan Musial and baseball.
You lose,
all
Nick.
All through the night, baseball.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, half hour in, 3 hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 on a Way Back Wednesday, songs pre-2009 about baseball.
Stupid ass.
Dumb theme.
One more thing that I have to get off my chest.
All right.
I was looking at the Twitters, the timeline, and I saw a retweet from ESPN. There was a tweet from Booker T.
Oh, yeah.
And shout out to Booker T, part of the team. He's team ESPN, team Gal Media. Great to have him. Great dude. Love his show. It's a great show. Very popular guy.
Mm-hmm. Puts his cell phone out there for everyone.
But he tweeted out at noon today, join us tonight on the Hall of Fame show, where we're going to talk to the current champ, Kofi. I don't know his name. K-O-F-I.
Close enough.
Yeah. Kofi-fei. And
good transition.
He was like, yeah, and you can text the show. 713-780-3776. He gives out the number at noon, and now we are getting wrestling texts in the middle of our show. Literally, somebody from the 734 just texted the show, hey, that's it. That is not one of our listeners. That is definitely a Booker T fan that just said, hey. And then another guy from the 862 is texted in about Spotify. Interested. Hello, I'm interested. Where can I see Ko-fi? What apps? Can it be Spotify? What? We got to have a chit chat, a powwow. Like, you should only give out the number on air, right?
I mean, I'm not going to tell Booker T. Are you going to tell him?
I'll tell him. What, bro? You're so scary.
Jerry Bo produces that
show. Of course I'll tell him.
Hit up Jerry Bo and tell him, Jerry. Let him know.
Because now I got to weed through, like, a thousand. Because this dude, you don't understand. Like, he's so popular. He's a huge celebrity. Oh, my God.
When you look at how many followers he's got across social media platforms. Yeah, he's a huge celebrity.
Huge person, too.
Oh, you're such a... He'll
whoop your ass.
Puss, bro. Like, what are you worried about? He's not going to punch you.
All right, go ahead and tell him then.
I will.
All right.
I'm literally saying it on air. I'm not trying to... I'm just saying, like... of course people are going to interact with him, but do we have to get the wrestling text?
Watch Nick right now, at Booker T. Barry just went out Barry on said he air wants to fight and you. Said he wants to take your ass down if you have one more
I should
time.
Tweet
where
that out right now.
Yeah, you should.
Actually, tell I should tweet him, from your laptop is what I should
tell
do.
Tell him Joel said those are show muscles. Let's see how that goes.
All he's got to do is go to the podcast. It ain't going to incriminate me.
That's funny. But now we're getting wrestling
well,
texts.
Was it last week that everybody thought it was his cell phone?
Yeah. So, good times. Good times.
Rockets won last night. I'm not sure anybody stayed up to watch it. I saw Daniel House's dunk, which was...
Oh, my God.
Nasty.
That was nasty.
Yeah. And really played another good game against a bad team and that's not going anywhere. So, I'm not going to put too much into it. But they keep doing what they're supposed to be doing. They got to win. We said they might have to win out. But they keep taking care of business. I like seeing what I'm seeing.
They looked well. It was a kind of a boring game,
mm-hmm.
But it was good to see them all playing. What I really liked was it felt a little younger. And let me explain. Like okay. The offense, the fast breaks, the alley oops. You get some of that on the pick and roll, but I feel like pick and roll is such an old school part of basketball that it doesn't. You get dunks, but especially with the way Capella dunks. Can we all agree Capella's not a good dunker of the basketball? He's not.
He's made so much progress.
He absolutely has.
But his dunks aren't sexy, flashy. They're not like.
Oh no, they're
you're
not.
You're not like yeah.
In that regard, no. So they can be if it's over.
Rarely,
somebody.
Rarely right. though is he going to go over somebody and just teabag them
and.
So you don't get pumped when you see a Capella dunk, other than maybe it comes in a big moment or whatever. But you're more pumped about the fact that Harden or Paul found him.
Keep talking about
dunk.
Capella.
Okay. Look at you. Boy, you're getting so upset.
Yeah, that's his guy.
Yeah. He's more mad about that than his way back Wednesday list sucking. But it was nice to see them running some fast break, getting House and the alley-oop that
up
James
the tempo,
had
yeah.
on the alley-oop. House had the dunk as well. But, yeah, I mean, transition. That was a lot of fun to watch that game from that perspective. It was kind of a boring game because they were never really in danger of mm-hmm. losing. But offensively, that was good to see.
Here's what I loved. 2 turnovers in the first half, 7 for the game. That's huge because Rockets basketball in the past, when they do play fast, they have a tendency to turn it over mm-hmm. a whole lot. That tells you Chris Paul's got his hands on the ball a lot more than James Harden when they were in midseason. Because of the fact that he makes smart decisions, he sets guys up in the appropriate spots to score with the ball or do something with it, and it avoids turnovers. Because turnovers are the first thing that bites this team in the ass every time that they get into the postseason or in big games. Mm-hmm. So to finish with only 7, not even double digits, for turnovers in a game, I thought that was huge. And that's something that you really build on. And the other thing was, Shumpert showed up. It wasn't great, but it was 8 points, 2 of 5 from 3. You'll take that. It's about 40%. If he can shoot that, he's great. Rivers was just so, but the fact that you got 19 from House off the bench, you got Fareed back in the lineup with another double-double, 12 and 11.
Were you able to watch the whole thing?
Not all of it, no.
Yeah, well, you missed a lot of Rivers' defense. He didn't have much contributions offensively. There was one point where I forget the dude's name that when they were here, when Sacramento was here in Houston, he had a huge game. European fella.
Bogdanovich.
Yeah, but there was one play in particular where he was trying to get to the rim, similar to how James Harden is with his dribble and trying to create some space. And Rivers was all over him, like a cheap suit. Like, he wasn't going anywhere. He got beat at the last second, but the kid, Bogdanovich, hit a buzzer beater, so to speak. But the defense effort and staying in front of him was there. So that was good to see, too, because I feel like Rivers, that's where you're going to get contributions from him. You can't expect him offensively
to be a contributor to this team and in a meaningful and impactful way.
Safer thing to say too.
Defensively, as a sub, that's where you want to
see. I never knew Austin Rivers was as good a defender as he was until I've seen him play with the Rockets.
He's shown out,
even the one that's saying, if we play defense at a high level, that's when we can be a championship pedigree team. And I agree with that. The other thing, when you look at the box score, is the four guys that got the most minutes off the bench, that's going to be your rotation. Gerald Green, sure, he'll get in there. But when you look at, and I think you can just take Shumpert out, put Green in. But Shumpert with 22 minutes, Rivers 22 minutes, House with 29, Fareed 21. That's it. Clark 6, throw it away. Chioza, go ahead. Bye-bye.
Yeah, the Clark 6 was in garbage time when they were trying to get the 27-3. Did you see that?
Yep.
Huh?
Yeah.
That was so funny, man. They were... and everybody was in on it. You could just, they were just jacking up threes to try to hit that 27th one.
Where the hell was Michael Carter Williams when you needed it?
That was the most exciting part of the whole game. Is I was just like, yes, no! Like, I really wanted them to get that 27th. For some reason, that was the most fun part of the game for me, was the last 3 minutes of them trying to make the 27th three, and they couldn't hit. They couldn't hit the ocean if they were in a boat. It was just so funny to watch that.
And the the other thing that was encouraging to me, Chris Paul's 3-for-12, because he's not going to do that every night.
Yeah.
So you know that the ball, he's getting his shots. That's important.
3-for-12 from long range or just
overall?
Field goals, yeah. I just want Gerald Green to know that I waved at him. I think it was like Friday night at like 3 in the morning, and he didn't wave back. I was right there on Chimney Rock.
Where was this?
And it was in his Mercedes.
Was he ripped?
And I was like, hey, Gerald, do you remember me? From the locker room.
You just waved at him?
Didn't even care. Just
window
turned
down
right.
Or was the tent keeping him from figuring out it was you?
He clearly could see me, and he did not wave back. And I'm mad.
Wow.
Because he's like my favorite player.
He big league.
No,
you.
Clint Capella's your
he's
favorite
my second
player.
Favorite player.
Okay.
Why did he big league you? Are you going to ask him about it? You should ask
probably,
him about it.
He probably knew that I recognized him, and he was like, oh, crap, it's a fan. And the thing is, he went to that gas station on Chimney Rock in Richmond.
The Shell?
Not a very safe gas station.
Not a place you would be.
At that time of night, I was like, wow. And it was a really nice Mercedes, too.
When are they back in town again?
The Knicks are in town on Friday.
Post game. Gerald, first question. Why not wave it?
Well, here's what you should do. You should be like, hey, Gerald, Nick Sherrara, ESPN 97.5. Does this look familiar? And then just wave to him. And if he says no, it'd be like, yeah, I know you saw me. Chimney Rock in Richmond. I was right there. I waved to you. White Mercedes, 5% tint. You had the 5-spoke rims. That
want
was
me, say
man.
The time? You don't want
that
me to say
was
the time.
Me, man.
3 a.m., Gerald. What were you doing out that late
this
not waving to me?
This is why you're seventh option.
Oh, and then I throw him under the bus?
Yeah, you can give him opportunities and then lead into the time if he doesn't respond correctly and then let him know, you know what? I'm all about the Gerald jinx now, Gerald. You're done.
But at least you're not stalking him like Joel is Dallas Keuchel. I saw him again.
Oh, yeah, that was like two or three times in a row.
I don't have to stalk him. I just have to stop at the light.
I saw him again.
In that station wagon, right?
Yeah, the Ferrari looks like a hatchback.
Yeah.
Just a weird vehicle. And you put the Gerald jinx on him. Nick Sherrara puts the Gerald jinx
I was just
playoffs.
Shocked. I'm like, is that... That's Gerald
You don't
Green.
Want that smoke.
Yeah, you don't want the Gerald jinx from one Nick Sherrara. I like it. I bring that heat on Friday night.
Yeah, I'm not going to ask him that.
Why not?
No. Totally
Actually,
should.
I could jokingly ask him. He probably would be cool
Is he
about
on
it.
Twitter?
Are you ever
We can do it for you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do that Booker T thing, and I'll do this
yeah.
one.
No, don't do that. Let's not do
Gerald
that.
On
oh,
Twitter.
Now it changed.
No. I may not even be at the game on Friday, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, now you're not, because we're going to put it on Twitter.
But we never did do the nickname questions. So I feel like you owe us that. Because last
like
year
you need to
what
come,
was it?
Joe Johnson.
The Texas Armadillo?
Was it the Cowboy or the Texas Cowboy?
No, he was the Armadillo.
The Armadillo, yeah.
Yeah. What was it?
It was like, Joe Johnson, and it had some cowboy connotation.
Right now. I'm pulling up right now. That's the one thing I love about Basketball References. It has all their nicknames. The Armadillo Cowboy.
I knew it was Cowboy
yeah.
in there.
Armadillo Cowboy, and you never asked him about that. So let's see what Gerald Green's...
He got the Nick jinx. He's not on the team anymore.
Mm-hmm.
See ya. You mess with... Don't.
Gerald Green doesn't have a nickname. This is your chance.
He's so Houston, though, and that's the reason why people love him, because he's just so Houston.
You should give him a nickname. You should be like, yo, Gerald, I know you don't remember me from Chimney Rock, but I was looking at Basketball Reference... And I noticed you don't have a nickname. Here's what I was thinking. And then give him three and make him choose one. This is going to be so great, Nick. I'm going to help you with
what
this.
What if he hates all three?
Just tell
so
him he
what?
Still has to pick
He's
one.
He's got to pick one.
And then
if he doesn't go, nickname. Oh, you're going to blow me off like you did at 3 a.m. on Richmond when you didn't wave to me?
Yeah, that'll be so great.
Call him Double G. We already have Triple G. We'll just call him Double G.
Don't let him do it. I'll come up with him.
I got to go.
Double G is awful. You know what's not awful? Getting cash back in your wallet every time you buy something. Get Upside is the app. Guys, check this out. There's this app. It's called Get Upside. It's totally free to download. You put it on your phone, and when you go fill up your tank or you go to Wendy's, Popeye's, Burger King, Cyclone Anaya's, or Candelaria's restaurants, you can get cash back in your wallet, in your pocket, just for shopping and spending money that you're already going to spend. How cool is that? And look, I was really excited that I found out. Don't just take my word for it and the number of listeners that have been using the app and getting money and sending me their money. ABC 13 just did a story on GetUpside because it works. It works. Here's what I want you to do. Download GetUpside, put in promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, because you're going to get extra savings on your first fill up at the pump. This is so easy to use. Here's what you do. You have the app. You say, I need gas. You push the gas button. It has the area that you're in, and you pick from a map where you want to go get your gas and get a refund or get cash back, I mean. So you go out there. You fill up. You use a debit card. You upload your receipt. Done within 24 hours. Cash back in your pocket. You cannot beat it. It works. There are listeners that first two uses, Clarence got $5 back. There are listeners that have $200 back, $90 back. It's so easy to use. And use promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. My wife got 30 cents a gallon cash back on her first fill up because she put in my promo code. It's called Get Upside. Get cash back. Use promo code Barry. Thank me later. Brooklyn Bay, where they birthed me
at. Now be everywhere the nerve of rap. Well, hello!
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Rolling through. Hour number one, 3-hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Boy,
it's
Nick.
It's a great song. Oh, oh,
God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson.
It's a good-ass song. Simon and Garfunkel, right?
Yep.
I get the W just from the song, right?
It's a good-ass song. You know, it's about Jackie Robinson. Why are you hating on that, Joel? You don't like Jackie Robinson? Not a fan?
Did you see 42?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Excited, too. Okay. You can suck it.
By the way, can I have my catchphrase back? You basically hijacked it.
Nope. People like it better when I say it, so I'm using it.
I don't care. People like it better when you say you stole my catchphrase. You stole Jim Adler's catchphrase, too, by the way.
It is kind of funny the way he says it, though.
You stole my catchphrase.
He ain't mad.
You've never said bitch before we did this show. Now, stop doing the face. I can't do this show.
It's funny because we were in the side studio.
Every time you do the face, I lose it. I can't help it.
Yeah, because the eye.
Funniest.
But we were in the side studio, and his son is in the commercials, and I've never really seen.
His son looks like Sling Blade.
His son looks like a fat Frank Caliendo doing John Gruden.
His son looks like a little bit like Sling Blade.
What was the Bad Family Feud? The comedian that was the Bad Family Feud host?
Louis Anderson?
He looks like Louis Anderson a little bit in a suit.
Ooh, I don't know if I'd put Louis Anderson
in. I know, he's got the Ted Koppel comb over and...
Boy, we are so mean.
Hammered him! I put my kid on the commercial and he sucked, so I hammered him!
At one point they were like, this guy got run over by a truck and I got him $505,000. Well, did you have to add the five? You got him a half a mil. Did you really need to include the extra $5,000? That doesn't, like, you could have just said, I got him a half a million. Like, you didn't need to add the $5,000. That was a little too on the nose there. I got him $500,507.53. Like, we didn't need all that. You could round up. It's okay.
Once we got him out of the tire treads, we got him money. He can't walk, but he's rich. Hammered him.
He can't spend it. He can't spend it, and he eats from a tube.
Boy, you should have seen my legal fees. Someone's got to spend it.
You know how much baby food you can buy with $500,000 for an adult to eat that got run over by a truck? What?
Wow.
Oh,
we
my
better
goodness.
Go back to basketball. Warriors did what I thought they were going to do last night. They beat the snot out of the Denver Nuggets. But now Kevin Durant gets thrown out again. We've talked about this over and over, how he's caught in his feels.
Yeah.
But now he's one technical away from a suspension.
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah.
I wish that carried over into the playoffs. And it will, right?
Yeah.
Hope he gets it last game of the year.
He just, you know
what?
Because
then the Thunder stay in the eighth spot. Guys, my plan is coming together.
Okay, we'll see how that works out for you. But
they're looking better than ever, too. I'm just like, damn it, man, really?
The fact that he went and called, and he got the tee because he thought he was fouled shooting a jumper. So he went down and got the first tee. And you know, the veterans always think, once I get the first one, they're not going to toss me. I can get right. A little bit more
out. I'm Kevin
out.
Durant.
Yeah, they're not going to toss me. Especially this is a big game. It's on national TV. But he pulled bitch-ass MF-er on him. And there's not an official in this league that's going to let that fly.
Yeah.
So once you got that out of your mouth and then you were shocked that you got ejected, man, you got to get it together if you're Kevin Durant, because he's already been sent to, I don't want anybody asking me any more things about free agency, and I don't like this and I don't like that. And you guys have been mean to me lately in the media, and that's why I don't talk to you. Just shut up and play ball.
Yeah, he's it's weird the dynamic he's in, but maybe he's just like, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to be me. This has always been me. And if they don't like it, whatever. I'm already the bad guy. I mean, what else do you have to lose, right? Because somebody texted the show and was like, do you think he chases the money? This is where we're at with Kevin Durant now. I mean, like, listeners and sports fans are asking about Durant chasing money. When he was at OKC, he was the good guy. He was the quiet yep. superstar, could do no wrong. It was KD. Everybody loves him. Yeah, he probably needs to comb his hair. But other than that, they liked him.
Yeah. Lisa and I were talking about it this morning because she's like, didn't everybody used to like this guy? And I said, yeah, but once he joined a super team because he had had enough of Russ and he got out of town, he could have joined pretty much any other team in the league. But because he joined the Warriors and created a super team that was already a super team, he got the ire of every basketball fan, and America's darling basketball player became America's most hated, and he surpassed LeBron after LeBron had joined the Heat. So now he's going to try and escape from that. I really do believe that he's going to join the Knicks or a team that sucks, and he's going to try to resurrect that good feeling reputation by being the guy that brings the team back.
Really?
I do. He's gotten all the hardware. He's got the MVPs, the finals MVPs, the rings. Now he's going to try and be that guy again.
He's a DC guy, right?
Yep.
I could see him joining the Wizards because they've got to do something different. It's not working what they're doing.
They can't afford him, though.
Yeah, but they can, you know, I mean, they might try to move some pieces or something.
But
I don't know.
You got John Wall's contract that you can't get out from under, and he's probably not going to play all of next year, too, with the double injuries. Then you've got a guy on your bench, Jan Mahinmi, a seven-footer that they overpaid that they don't play, that's collecting a monster check. And you got Bradley Beal. So you got three major, major contracts on your books that aren't coming off.
But could you maybe move Beal and that seven-footer that you talked about as incentive to dump those salaries and say
you
make
can
room
try,
for him?
But Beal's like, hey, your look, only other we'll legitimate give
you,
player.
We'll give you this guy, we'll give you Beal, but you got to take the other cat.
Jan Mahinmi.
Yeah, and then maybe we'll throw in like a second-round pick or something. Kind of incentive to get some of that money off the book so you can get a Durant.
The guy that was responsible for all these bad contracts also traded away all the second-round picks, Ernie Grunfeld. He got fired yesterday. So he's not exactly left the Wiz in a very good position.
Oh, no.
I would say there's a better chance he goes to the Knicks, media capital of the world. He gets a chance to resurrect, on the Mecca.
But here's the thing. The thing about Durant is I feel like he's already too far gone. Like, we've seen who you are. You can't go and fix that now.
I think
like,
you can.
We know you're a crybaby.
That's
the perception anyways. I'm not saying that he is a crybaby, because I think a lot of times his beef with the media and everybody else is genuine. It's legit. It's just people don't like to hear it, so then they get upset, especially in the media. If you talk bad about the media gets their feelings hurt and calls you out.
He and Kyrie are like in parallel universes right now.
Yeah.
If you want the exposure for all the good things and all the shoe deals and all the things you got going on the side, then you also got to deal with the exposure when you got to take your lumps and get the hard questions asked of you. It's pretty simple.
Yeah.
All right, we got one in the books. We still got 2 hours to go to the big show. So if you want to join us, please chime in on the HRNP listener line, 713-780-376, or text that number or hit us on Twitter. Hour number two, right around the corner, right here on ESPN 975. Crush City, man. Now put your H's in the air if you're with it, man.
ESPN 97.5.